We live in a world flooded with love stories. The bookstores are full, just crammed with shelf after shelf of what someone has labeled a love story. Many, if not most, are what I call bodice rippers. And from what I've read, most of them are lies. Typically, they are not love stories. They are lust stories, sex fantasy stories, domination stories. Eugene Peterson wrote that, "From birth we are fed on lies about love." I believe he makes a very accurate observation. When our dreams and imaginations are crippled with lies about love, we have a hard time understanding this fundamental ingredient of daily living, either as a noun or as a verb. Now here is another sticky statement to ponder. We require true stories of love if we are to live truly. We as people are constantly involved with the pictures in our heads, whether we like it or not. We function a great deal more than we think based on the pictures in our heads, which is mostly somewhere, probably between a passive vision to something a little more intense, like a voluntary observation or a purposeful noting, and sometimes even eyes wide open, like looking at something remarkable. Consider the pornography men have put in their heads or on the video loop in their minds. That garbage plays through our minds constantly, whether we like it or not, and typically at the most inopportune moments. I believe it a prudent assumption, then, that other mental videos play also, except I just don't pay attention. I believe God wants to teach us to pay attention to what we see, His divine video club, and to follow His leading better by not operating in the mode of passive seeing, but step up the potential by operating in purposeful observation, asking Him for His dreams and visions, looking for His seeing, and with a disciplined and prudent hand, take what He gives us in vision effectively, weigh it, and then carefully walk with it. Imagine and execute. Do it. Hell has stolen our vision or traded us out of our confidence in God to give us valid imagining and dreams. That corrupted dreaming has caused us such grief over what plays out in our heads that we have almost all come to discard everything we see. It's considered garbage and untrustable. So we encourage ourselves to throw out any visionary experiences, and there are times that this is valid. There is such an intense assault on our mental person to get other pictures into our heads. I believe God's beautiful gift is being cheapened to make us not use it. We easily begin to doubt what we imagine and dream. So, into the picture comes an important word, pretension, which is an allegation of doubtful adherence to the truth. Let me say that again. The word pretension means an allegation of doubtful adherence to the truth. So when we dream and imagine and we sense something is wrong, here's another sticky question. At what point do we take seriously arising doubt? As an example, I see some doctrine as pretentious. Some people love their pet doctrines, but I doubt the foundations of those pet doctrines and secretly believe they have not been searched out thoroughly, maybe only enough to support someone's agenda. Therefore, when I see what they call their proof text, in my heart I have serious doubts of an adherence to the truth. I have a rising doubt as to its validity. Thus, I must weigh, through rising doubts, the validity of certain doctrines, whether or not to take that rising doubt seriously enough to speak out or just let it go. At what point do we take a rising doubt seriously? Above all things, when all is said and done, regardless of rising doubts about the validity of our imagination and dreams, there is another question which surpasses all other questions. What are the dreams of God? His dreams and what he has imagined is more important than all others. What do you think God dreams of?